quarterfinal round of the high school football state playoffs coming up on Friday night. The two games in our local area involving schools with plenty of tradition. Bowden will host Clinch County in the quarters in Class A Division II. The Panthers will come in postseason play for the 28th time in the last 30 years. Clinch County has won six state championships this century between 2002 and 2018. Meanwhile, Bowden, of course, back-to-back titles. Won four state titles overall, going for the three-peat this season. The Red Devils in postseason play for the 34th time out of the last 37 years. And then at Grisham Stadium, looking at that one on Friday night, Carrollton versus Hillgrove. Hillgrove has never advanced beyond the quarterfinals. They're 0-4 in quarterfinal round games. The Hawks haven't been to the quarterfinals since 2018. Contrast that with Carrollton, 37th time in the last 38 years in postseason play. And just in the 4 years that Joey King has been the head coach of the Trojans, they've been to at least the quarterfinal round in each of his four seasons. The latest college football rankings, Georgia moves up to number 7 this week. If the playoffs were to start today, the Dogs would have a rematch at home at Sanford Stadium with Tennessee. That's who they would be paired up with in the first round. Not a whole lot of change. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, the top four in the playoff rankings, and Notre Dame at 5. Miami just ahead of the Dogs at number 6. Georgia 7. Tennessee's at 8. SMU 9th. Indiana number 10. Boise State 11. Clemson's number 12. But they would be on the outside looking in if the playoffs started today. Only the champion of the Big 12 right now would get penciled in into the postseason playoffs. College basketball. West Georgia still in search of that first Division I win. Tough loss Tuesday afternoon. Utah Valley hangs on over at Samford in Birmingham to beat the Wolves by a score of 77-74. They had 15 ties, 10 lead changes in the game. West Georgia was down 8 with a minute 43 to go. Came back, cut it to 1, and had a chance last shot of the game. A three-pointer to tie it up to send it overtime, but it drew just the back iron. West Georgia tries again this afternoon. They'll play North Dakota State at 4 o'clock in search of that first Division I win. West Georgia ladies knocked off Talladega College. Four players in double figures highlighting this 76-31 win. The ladies are now 2-3 at West Georgia. They're back to play Friday afternoon at home at 2 p.m. against South Carolina State. The Bain Dental Group and Graddock Sports. I'm Mike Paris.